What's happening, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Thrive After Sports podcast. I'm your host, as always, Taj Deshaun. Remember me? It has been quite some time since I posted an episode. The last episode I posted on here was December 9th. Reason being, on December 10th, my son was born. And folks, those of you who are parents know what I'm talking about. My entire life has been flipped upside down. It's been an adjustment. This episode is not going to be entirely about me. I just want to give you a little bit of context, and then I'll tell you what this episode means for you, the listener. Whether you're a current athlete, a former athlete, a coach, someone who serves the athlete community, whether you work in an athletic department or you're an entrepreneur, you provide some sort of support for current or former athletes, you're the parent of an athlete. I'm going to talk about what these new changes mean for you, the listener, or you, someone who benefits from Thrive After Sports services, in addition to just the podcast. So let's start with this. First of all, Thrive After Sports isn't going anywhere. The reason I titled the episode, "Is This the End of Thrive After Sports?" is because there was a period of reflection that took place over these past couple of months. It's been over 2 months as I shared on here, but since my son was born, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, and at one point I did consider officially shutting Thrive After Sports down. And not just the podcast, but Thrive After Sports as a business, my coaching services, the work that I do with universities, my partnerships. I thought about shutting it all down. Reason being that when you have a child, and those of you who are parents will understand this, especially as a man, I can't speak for everyone, but for me, you think differently, right? When you're the breadwinner and you're responsible for now providing for and taking care of a child, you start to think more long term. And Thrive After Sports is not the only thing that I do. I'm a businessman, right? Always, as the saying goes, a smart rabbit always has more than one hole, which means Thrive After Sports is not my main source of income. I have a few different businesses that sort of add up together to make to help me put food on the table for my family. Now, the reason I was considering shutting down Thrive After Sports, at least not, maybe I wasn't going to shut it down entirely, but there are some aspects of the business that are profitable and some aren't. And I'll get into a couple of those areas. So, for example, the podcast is, I don't run any advertisements on here. I've had opportunities for, you know, different services and sponsorships and things like that. None of them resonated with me to the point where I was willing to, you know, interrupt these conversations in order to run an advertisement. Or at least the dollar amount wouldn't be worth interrupting the conversations or the episodes that I'm having on here. So that's that. But the podcast does not make me any money. The podcast is meant to be an extension of my coaching services. So a way for me to provide resources and information to people in a way that can help the listener get from point A to point B, or provide, you know, if you're someone who works with athletes, if you listen to the podcast, hopefully what I'm sharing will help you better serve those athletes. And if you are a current or former athlete, hopefully the things that I'm sharing, the interviews that I have, will serve as a way to help you without having to interact with me directly. As I'm only one man, I can only do so many coaching sessions in a day. Pretty straightforward, right? So a couple of things that I noticed were, over the years, I've started this podcast in 2019. Can't believe it's coming up on 5 years, but over the years, I've noticed that interviews, as an example, when I interview someone else, they do not get as many plays or downloads as when I do a solo episode like this, or when I share an episode with me being interviewed on someone else's podcast. So being a businessman, you know, you take emotion out of it and you have to respond to markets, right? So give the people what they want, as the saying goes. So I've decided that, at least for the time being, I'm not going to do any more interviews. I'm just going to double down on doing more solo episodes, and I'll continue to make podcast appearances on other people's shows. And when I do, I will kindly ask them for a copy so that I can share those episodes on here. I will occasionally do an interview if I see fit, but for the most part, and I apologize to those of you who are listening and maybe we had talked about recording an episode We just never got around to it scheduling wise, or things got busy. But I'm not saying we will never, or I will never interview you on the show. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that I have to respond to the numbers. So that being said, you can expect a lot more solo episodes from me and a lot more episodes of me being interviewed on other people's show. With that, my ask for you is that if you have certain topics or certain questions or things you'd like covered or things you'd like answered, you know, if you're someone who has been listening for quite some time and maybe you've never reached out to work with me directly or go through one of my programs, but you're like, hey, I have a question that I could really use some support with, or here's my scenario, send it to me. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, not hard to find. Hit me up on LinkedIn or Instagram. Shoot me a message. Hey, Taj, this is my situation right now. I'm dealing with this, this, and this. And, you know, how would you handle this? Or this is what I could use support with. And I will make a podcast episode, but I won't mention your name or anything, but I will make a podcast episode designed around that specific topic or answering your specific situation. So think of it as an indirect coaching session. You send in a question, I will answer your question or give you advice based on your situation. And that way it can help you, the listener, but also other people who are listening to the show can get indirect advice based on your situation. So reach out to me, shoot me a message on LinkedIn or Instagram, or send me an email. Taj@TajDeshaan.com is my email address. Taj@TajDeshaan.com. Shoot me a message and just let me know your situation and let me know what you need support with. And I got your back. So there's that. Here's the other thing. The Thrive After Sports community, still available, still open. I would be lying to you if I told you that I was as active as I wanted to be in that community. Like I said, I'm still adjusting to being a father while also managing multiple businesses. So I don't know if I'm going to bring back the weekly meetups for the time being. The thing I realized was that there wasn't great attendance, which is fine. That's totally on me. Hey, I didn't make the weekly meetups. This is a, you know, accountability right now. I'm just publicly taking accountability. I didn't make them enticing enough for people to want to show up. When the people who did show up, and thank you for those who attended the weekly meetups, we got some great introductions made. A lot of business deals happened. A lot of questions were answered. A lot of support for one another. I enjoy them. I may bring them back at some point, and maybe they'll be bi-weekly or weekly meetups or monthly meetups or something like that. But for the time being, I'm going to hold off on those simply for the fact that, once again, attendance wasn't there. And I don't want to take an hour out of everyone's week to jump on there if there's only going to be, you know, a handful of us. So, and here's the other thing I'll offer. If you are someone who wants to host meetups in my community, I'm more than willing to do that. A couple of people have asked about that. So think of it as, I think right now there are 250 members in the Thrive After Sports community, all hand selected by me. These are all people I know personally. These are good quality people. If you want to come in there and host a meetup and kind of just facilitate some networking and conversation, feel free to do so. So feel free to come in there and shamelessly plug your business and everything you're working on. Anyway, the offer's on the table. Okay, I'll leave it at that. So we've talked about the podcast, we talked about the community, coaching. I am working with several clients right now. I will continue to coach. You guys know from the get-go, before the books, before the podcast, before the community, before anything else, I'm a coach. I enjoy coaching more than speaking, podcasting, writing books, facilitate, like anything that I do ultimately comes down to how can I put more resources out there that will ultimately allow me to do what I do best and I enjoy the most, which is coaching current and former athletes, helping them find clarity and navigate their transition, getting prepared for life after sports, finding a path that they can pursue with the same level of excitement that they did when they were competing. So that being said, I will continue to coach. I will continue facilitating one-on-one and group coaching cohorts. If you are someone who would like to work with me directly, once again, hit me up on LinkedIn, hit me up on Instagram, shoot me an email, taj@tajdeshaan.com. In the subject line, just put coaching. Tell me a little bit about your situation and we'll jump on a phone call and I'll see how I can help. Sometimes it's not always you know, you told me your situation and then we immediately jump into one-on-one or group coaching, it may look more like, hey, I think you should read my book, or I think you should listen to these specific episodes on my podcast. Or I might tell you, hey, I think you should talk to this person instead of me. So reach out if you need coaching support. As of this recording, I do have some coaching scholarships available, meaning you can work with me for free if you don't have the resources. But as usual, whenever those opportunities pop up, they are limited. I don't have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of free coaching spots to give away. So if you're someone who needs support, reach out as soon as possible. And at the very least, if you're not able to afford to work with me directly, and I work on a sliding scale. For those of you who don't understand how my pricing works, I work on a sliding scale. So wherever you're at budget wise, if you're like, Taj, I got $20. There's not much I could do for $20, but I'll do something for you. I'll work with you and meet you where you're at. Ideally, my goal is to not only help you find clarity, but get you into a situation where you're making more money, right? So that way you can be taken care of. Also, you can compensate me for more time or more services to help you level up even more, if that makes sense. But I highly suggest reaching out if you've been listening for a while and maybe you're new to the show and you're thinking about working with me directly. I can only work with so many people, you know, per month or per, you know, couple of months, per quarter. So reach out ASAP so I can get you on a wait list if we're not able to start working together immediately. Also, and this is the final thing I'll share, I'm doing more speaking. So I think I have been reluctant. Like I said, I just want to coach. That's what I enjoy doing the most. I've been invited to speak several times. I have a couple of speaking engagements coming up this spring that I'm excited about, going to visit some universities, speak to their student athletes. I think I need to lean into that more. As much as I'm, you know, introverted and don't like necessarily speaking in front of groups in person, it's weird. Like virtually, I can speak to hundreds of people or thousands of people on a podcast or like a live event virtually. Maybe it's because I'm sitting at home, you know, in basketball shorts, recording on a screen versus like I'm standing in front of people and I can, you know, see their faces. Maybe that's just, you know, like I said, I'm introverted, but I'm going to be speaking more. So if you're someone who works in an athletic department or has access to student athletes, whether you're a coach or in student athlete development, and you've listened to this podcast, you like what I'm sharing, you think my message or my coaching services would be beneficial to your athletes, I am available for speaking. So please feel free to reach out. But that's it. Those are the updates I wanted to give to you. And thank you for your patience with my leave of absence as I'm adjusting to being a father. It's been an incredible journey. It's only been, at the time of this recording, my son is 2 months old, and I feel like I've been a father for 2 years already. So I've learned so much from him, learned so much about patience and how to be more intentional with my time. Since my time is more limited, I'm learning how to be more intentional and efficient with my time. So yeah, but I have a lot of great things coming down the pipeline for Thrive After Sports. And I just appreciate all of you guys who have been rocking with me from the get-go. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spreading the word about what it is that I'm doing. Thank you for continuing to send people my way who, you know, I can help. I know that anytime, if you guys know me personally, or you just know me from listening to the podcast, anytime you reach out or anytime you send someone my way, they will be in good hands. So I appreciate those of you who continue to send people my way for support, to get them support, to get them matched with the right resources. I appreciate those of you who continue to listen to the podcast. It's crazy because, like I said, I haven't posted an episode on here since December 9th, and the listens and the downloads are still going up. People are going back and listening to old episodes. So just really appreciate you guys. It means a lot to me. And thank you for those of you who have subscribed to my YouTube channel. I have some episodes on YouTube that didn't necessarily come out on the audio podcast, and vice versa. I have episodes on my audio podcast that didn't come out on YouTube. So I think it's good to be subscribed to both places. So please subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're not already. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Spotify or any other podcast platform. And yeah, please leave a rating or review if you get a chance. Even if you don't write something, just really helps if you click the 5-star button on Spotify or Apple. And of course, if you're watching on YouTube, please just like the video or any other videos that resonate with you. So I'll leave it at that. It's good to be back, and stay tuned. I've got some really cool content coming down the pipeline, some cool interviews that I recently did on other people's podcasts, and I've got some great solo episodes coming up too. So I love you guys. I'll see you on the very next episode. Peace. Thank you.